Okay, hi, Paul. Cinema Verite guy Paul Slackus is here. Good News Planet. I'm here with Dr. Paul Ray.
Dr.
Lewis Ray. Who's Dr. Paul Ray?
My brother. We wrote it together.
Well, what do you think of that? All right. Okay.
Well, I tell everybody he's the smarter, more handsome Ray brother. So that's it.
You wrote it together. Well, actually, I'm here because I have to deal with anatomy and injuries of the shoulder.
You're right here.
So we're going to see what I actually had here.
AC joint injury,
and I asked Dr. Ray, what does AC joint actually mean?
It stands for acromioclavicular joint. It's the joint where the clavicle meets the acromion bone in the top of the shoulder.
Okay, now I was digging for trees. We had a couple big trees we wanted to put in my daughter's house. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually the impatience guy, you know, a little impatience, little daffodils, nice easy stuff. But this time I went for the trees. So in the process of that digging, one was pretty serious because this was not good land. Also, wasn't land that had, it was a land of rocks and bricks
and it's very dry
in a very nice neighborhood, but they didn't. I don't know what they did.
They didn't condition their soil.
When they built the house, that part wasn't so good. But the main thing was then I tried to take out a rock.
Yes.
That we couldn't get out. And I got down there. I had the grandkids around there wanting to get this thing out. I got it out, and I fell down. So now I'm in pain. So what is with me? You took x-rays and...
x-rays are normal. The joint that you injured is commonly injured when you do weightlifting. It's often referred to as weightlifter's shoulder. Most weightlifters get it from bench pressing or military pressing, but people get it from gardening or yard work or even stuff around the house. Typically, it's treated with cold packs and anti-inflammatories. If it goes on beyond a couple weeks, people can have cortisone shots. If it goes on beyond a couple months, we get MRIs, and then you potentially could have surgery to resect the damaged part of the joint. But according to your x-rays, there's no damage yet. So if you lay off the heavy work, use some anti-inflammatories and cold packs for a couple of weeks, it should go away.
Okay. So now, let's say I was a weightlifter, which I'm not, okay? But many are.
Yes.
Okay. Is there something that they can do to avoid this happening in their
life? Well, you have to first give yourself 4 to 6 weeks of rest. And during that period of time, you can still do exercises that don't involve your chest or your shoulders. Then when you return to weightlifting, you have to change the way you lift weights. So we tell patients to avoid wide grips. So you don't use a bar anymore. You use either dumbbells with the palms facing each other or use machines with the palms facing each other. Because if the palms are facing each other, it won't aggravate the injury.
So does the injury occur for those that are weightlifters, or in my case, it was just sort of a little bit of an accident there, unusual situation. But just taking a second with weightlifters, should they be doing something so it doesn't occur?
No, the problem is it's a cumulative injury. So if you get it, you have to just give it 4 to 6 weeks to heal. There's not really a prevention except maybe to have better form. People often use a bar with too wide of a grip, or the weights come too high on their chest. So if you keep the weights lower on your chest and use a smaller grip or a narrow grip, it potentially would avoid it. Nobody's ever really proven that those things prevent it. We usually think of these as injuries, meaning that something happened cumulatively, and then you just got to give it a chance to heal. And most of them will heal. Even if you have actual damage, it's possible in the majority of cases that it will heal, and very few people end up needing surgery.
And the book, tell us about it, The Surgeon's Guide.
Surgeon's Guide to the Shoulder. My brother and I are both orthopedic surgeons that specialize in the shoulder. He practices outside of Boston and is the chairman of his department in Emerson Hospital. And we started writing the book together. When we wrote the book, though, his version of the book turned out to be a textbook and mine turned out to be a guide. So I ended up editing all of the chapters down to a guide. We're working on a second book for more generic problems, kind of the aches and pains that people get around their shoulder and neck. This book is more about serious or more serious problems like arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and ligament tears. So this is kind of a guide to people who have shoulder injuries, either who need surgery or potentially need more aggressive treatment. And it's available on Amazon.
And the new book coming out?
Hopefully by the end of the year.
All right.
At the end of the year, we'll see.
Do you have a website people can learn a little more about you?
Yes, my website is lewisraymd.com, LOUISREMD.com. And it has all information about shoulder injuries and shoulder treatments.
All right, Dr. Ray, thank you very much for taking this time.
It was nice to meet you.
Important information. Thank you.
Yes, bye. I agree.
Okay, Dr. Ray, I just wanted to mention, we're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace, September 21st.
Yes.
We're coming out with a movie. We've been doing concerts in Times Square and Central Park for the last 16 years.
Yes.
And I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? Dr. Ray, what does peace mean to you, if you don't mind answering?
What does peace mean to me? I don't know. It's a tough question. Peace, obviously, is everybody getting along. Unfortunately, I think... Even within our country now, we've had a disruption of the normal status quo where people are more accepting of each other's views. So for me, it would be nice if we started at home and people are more accepting of different points of views and stop using political differences as a weapon to divide people. So it's sad that now we have to worry about our own country.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, sure.